Amanpura is one of the farthest inhabited islands in Bangladesh. And like many areas of the South Asian country, it's not connected to the electricity grid. But the sun has saved the day. 22 large solar panels in this field have created something known as a mini-grid. Electricity generated is stored in batteries. Enough power to run the community's market. Entrepreneurs, even the electric motorized rickshaws that ply the island. Abdul Rahim's shop makes iron grills and fixes cars and bikes. Before the mini grid, he used to struggle with a diesel powered generator.
We would have to restart it 5, 10, 15 times a day. Now we don't need to. We just turn on the switch and it works. Because of lower costs, we are making more profits.
Businesses and entrepreneurs are starting to thrive. In this shop, rental computers help residents connect to the rest of the world. The owner says his computers used to break down because of voltage fluctuations.
Now the electricity we get 24 hours a day is helpful and saves us money.
Eventually, the mini-grid will provide 177 kilowatts of low-cost electricity to 500 households and 179 businesses on the island. Solar is a practical source of energy in Bangladesh, a country divided by waterways and geographic barriers that make traditional power plants and electrical grids expensive.
World have fun. On this day.
Already some 18 million people have access to electricity at home through solar-powered systems, through a project supported by the World Bank. But now, mini-grids are providing power not just to individual homes, but also to whole communities. In another village, Saidpur, a new mini-grid has had a major impact on irrigation. Solar is better, says farmer Mohammed Habibur.
We don't need to check on our crops so often, and it provides water consistently. Solar is better.
Mohammed used to rent diesel pumps, but often the operators wouldn't show up on time. Now his crops are flourishing under a steady stream of water.
It's so nice to see these yields, and it's also nice to the touch. There's more rice now than before.
The solar grid also means more economic opportunities for women. Lota Khatun now makes extra money sewing in the evenings.
When we got solar, I bought this machine. Now that there's light at night, I can sew during the night.
Bangladesh is fast becoming a leader in sustainable energy, a role model in the global movement to counter climate change. Other countries may follow its lead as the cost of solar energy falls. For millions of people, solar has been a chance to thrive.
To learn more, visit our YouTube channel at youtube.com/worldbank.